Hey, how you doing? You're listening to the Shine the Five Method with CJ. I'm your host, Kristen N. James, aka CJ, the creator of the Shine the Five Method. What is that, you may be asking? It is a trusted system to help 9-to-5 women push past mediocrity so they can shine in their own businesses. So if you are juggling a 9-to-5 with a side business right now, then this is for you. Let's work together on breaking up with your employee mindset so you can be in the driver's seat of your life. So buckle up. It's going to be a fun, sometimes bumpy ride, but girl, I'll get you there. Hello, hello. It's your girl CJ. I am back with another episode. I got so many tips that, you know what? I just decided I'm going to share them, as many as I can. And this week, I wanted to talk about maintaining consistency in your side biz. But I'm only going to give 3 tips because the last thing I want any one of you to feel is any kind of overwhelm. I'm really committed to simplifying this process for you so that as you start or grow your side biz, you are still very excited about it, right? So, and consistency, of course, with anything you do in life in general, consistency is key. If you want to see results, you have to be consistent. I mean, you can do things here or there. You can dabble a little bit. I know there are different levels to how someone can run their side biz. But if you are running your side biz with the intention of growing it and you want to see that turn into your main gig, that means you want to see consistent results. That means you want to generate consistent income. You're earning extra income consistently because you're thinking long term at this point, if this is what you want to do, right? You're thinking long term and you're thinking, when I walk away from my 9-to-5, I need to make sure financially I feel secure, right? So that would mean earning consistent income in your side biz. So I wanted to share some tips with you today. As usual, short, simple, another quick episode. I know you got things to do, girl. You spent how many ever hours? 8 hours? 9, 10 hours at work? Then you got everything else going on in your life and you want to be able to take in some CJ time. Thank you for hanging out with me. Thank you for spending time with me. Time is very, very valuable to me. And I always want to keep that in mind when I start and I share these episodes. On that note, I'm still yammering on. I'm talking about valuing your time and I'm just blabbing on and on and on. Like I don't have a point to this episode, but there is, I promise you. So, 3 tips to maintain consistency in your side biz. And when I share these tips, there I go yammering on again. But you know what? It's value. I promise you. But when I share these tips, it's just from what I have observed with working with my clients and what's worked for them and what they really a lot of times tend to complain about, right? What they're struggling with or where they're stuck or what a pain point might be. So these 3 tips to maintain consistency in your side biz. Number one, I cannot stress this enough. You're going to hear me say this again and again, my friend. Realistic goal setting. What does that mean? Of course, please, by all means, still set those audacious goals. Still set those really big things that you want to do that long term, no matter how long it takes, 2, 5, 10 years, you set those goals. But when I'm talking about you want to start and or grow your side biz, realistic goal setting is key. What does that even mean? Because aren't goals supposed to be real? No, I've heard some goals and I'm like, no, you know, that doesn't fit into your life. But, you know, I'm still the supportive coach and I'll give the feedback and insight for that, for them to come to that conclusion themselves. Shh, our secret. Realistic goal setting. By that, I mean your biz is supposed to fit into your life, right? So before you even set your goals, look at what's going on in your day-to-day. Look at your commitments. When there are things that you want to get done in your business, can you fit these things into your life? Can you fit these things into what you already have going on? Right? And then when you do set those goals, be it audacious, be it 2, 5, 10-year goals, it could be just for 2022. Let's think about 2022. When you do set those goals, break them down. So you know what you want to have happen in your business by the end of 2022, for example, right? Break them down from there. Break them down monthly. Start quarterly. Think quarterly because you want to think like a business owner, right? So think quarterly. So, you know, these are 3 months, 4 3-month windows, right? Break them down quarterly and then break them down monthly and then break them down weekly. And then once you look at your week to week, then you can look at your day to day. You set a reminder in your calendar when it's time to start. And how are you going to know when it's time to start? That is a nice segue into number 2, time management. Are you hearing me? Time management. How are you managing your time, fam? You decide on a time of day and a time frame to work on your side biz. Because remember, you're fitting this into your life and you already have a full-time job, right? So depending on the time of day that you're working, maybe you work typical 9 to 5, maybe you work in the evenings, maybe you're working overnight, maybe your shift changes from week to week or month to month. This also will impact your sleep cycle, right? So all that should be taken into consideration when you're looking at your time management. This can mean 1 hour every evening or every morning, depending on your shift. But I'm just going to go with the typical 9 to 5 kind of schedule, right? 1 hour every evening. It might even be 1 hour a week. Maybe you're really busy. You have other commitments. Maybe you have kids or you have loved ones or they're just things that you have going on in your life. And you really realistically cannot commit that much time into your side business as you would like to. But if you know, for example, you only have Wednesdays at 6 p.m. available, you can plan around, this is what I want to do every Wednesday at 6 p.m. or next Wednesday, this Wednesday I'm working on this so that next Wednesday I can work on that. That's okay. It could be 1 hour. Maybe you immerse yourself on the weekends, right? Sometimes, you know, maybe you can take days off from work. Maybe you might call in sick. I don't know. Shh. I didn't tell you to do that though. Okay. Shh. But once you get really serious, is there an option to take part-time hours? Maybe. But once you think about taking part-time hours, this would be at the point in your business when you hopefully are earning enough income to supplement the income that you would be quote unquote losing in your 9 to 5 if you go down to part-time hours. If you can afford to switch to part-time, is there an option to do that, which would give you more time to work on your side biz? I have seen people successfully work part-time and run their side biz, and they do it for years, and they love that life. They don't even think about leaving their full-time job, and that's great for them. The thing with time management, though, is whatever you do, please show yourself some grace if your 9 to 5 leaves you feeling tired and ultimately demotivated. You could have planned everything out. You could have set all those goals, and that day or that hour on Wednesday comes around and you're just, ugh. And you just don't have the energy to get things done in your business. That's okay. Please show yourself some grace. Tomorrow is a new day. I don't know if you heard that, but tomorrow is a new day. There'll be next Wednesday. If you want to double up on the work, if you figure out what's a priority, then you can figure it out. It all comes down to how important growing your side biz is to you. but you got to put yourself first. Your self-care is still more important than your business. Because if you don't have the energy to run a business, if you don't have the energy to consistently run your business, what is the point to having the business, right? You got to give yourself some attention and show yourself some grace. And the third thing, which I've noticed is very, very key, and this is your physical environment. What does that mean, CJ? Literally that, your physical environment. Where are you set up to run your side biz? Have a designated area that you can work on your side biz, even if that means a small corner of your room. Or maybe you have your desk, or in some cases, some people got to use the family dining room or the dining room table. It's not ideal, but if you know that you're organized enough and you have a space that when you sit down here or you position yourself in this spot, this designated area, it makes you think of your side biz and you get excited and you want to work on it and you're focused on growing your side biz, especially if it's not the most ideal location, it's not the most ideal environment. Your physical environment can have a huge impact on your productivity. So if you can have a designated area that you can work on your side biz, that would really help with your consistency. If you know that, so let's recap, okay? Number one, realistic goal setting. Make sure your biz fits into your life. Number two, time management. You decide on a day, decide on a time, decide on a time frame. Is it going to be an hour? Is it going to be 2 hours? Is it going to be on weekends? Is it going to be all day Saturday and then all day Sunday? Are you going to take Sunday afternoons off? As long as you're showing yourself some grace. So the third thing is that physical environment, that space. Do you have a space, an area that you can sit down, a designated area for you to work on your side biz? That's it. Three tips. See, I told you, I'm keeping it short. I'm keeping it sweet. I'm keeping it simple. I want these to be things that you can easily implement into your life. But as usual, if you have any questions, you can absolutely reach out to me, or you can set up a 15-minute call, 15-minute coaching intro. The link will be in the show notes. 15 minutes. Time management. That's only 15 minutes I'm asking for. And we can take it from there. No pressure. But I'm always here to support you however you need to be supported. That is it today. Tell me what you think. Tell me what you do. Message me, DM me on, I love the DMs, DM me on Instagram and tell me, hey CJ, these are the things I do to maintain consistency. Maybe I'll do another episode based on like what everybody's feedback is, right? But for today, I want to thank you very much for spending time with me, and I will see you next week, my friend. All right, that's it for now. Question, what was your biggest takeaway? I'd love for you to share your thoughts in a review, and better yet, share this with a friend that you believe needs to hear this. If you are ready to make your side biz your main gig, which means taking center stage so you can shine in your business, I invite you to connect with me. My website is kristenandjames.com, or you can find me on any social media platform at kristenandjames. Take care until next time, and as I always say, have a sparkling day.